Blog Talk Radio.
Math and Science. This is Evolutionary Radio, brought to you live in full effect. This afternoon, I want to talk a little bit about selling souls and whatnot. So I'll be teaching today the mid-level, the mid-self. This is important to know, or it's valuable to know what's out here, what's taking place, and where I declared, you know, a long time ago, there's a war, or all-out war on the nigga mentality. If the European was only produced to show us our weakest self, let's go further than that. We noticed we both had the black and brown germs, so to say. We had dark jet black niggas or black people, and we had dark brown black people. Notice we could make a lighter recessive color or hue to the dominant. So, if this other recessive gene, meaning all the other races, come from us, all they could do, or all they're basically showing, is the defect that's in you. And all what white people was made to do the ruling class or the wicked class of white folks, not all white folks, the rulers of this world who are white, the niggas are just their pets. Although the rulers of this world are white folks, you know, British, you know, the Queen of England and the elite, the Rockefellers, Rothschild, you know, the people that they're all Jews or white folks, people with real power. I'm not talking about Sambos and bunch of mamas like Oprah who can't even get into a certain store in Europe without them running her black ass off. So she's powerless. It doesn't matter. Bill Cosby, you all know the history of him. He's powerless. They can do whatever they want to any. They can just show you how they could just piss on a billionaire if they want to. Because the niggas are powerless. They're niggers. And they always will be a nigger in the white boy's world because he holds the real power. So, back to what I'm saying. If the white boy was made to show you all of the negative and the negative, I would say, to show you the nigger in you, because remember, you were black folks, intelligent, wise black folks before you came to America, you was made a nigger. Because America is where the nigger was founded or manufactured from. The nigger wasn't manufactured in Africa. He wasn't manufactured in Asia. He wasn't manufactured in India. The nigger or the nigger mentality was manufactured right here in America, where he was taught the lack of knowledge of self. He was restrictive knowledge of self, I say. He was taught to hate himself and his people. He was shown and taught all those things. So we're going to get in decoding. First of all, we're going to get into folks who have sold themselves, their souls. You know, because the title of this is called Niggas Sell Their Souls While God Gives Them Away. In other words, Satan, you got to sell him. He's buying. God is a giver. He don't buy nothing. So if God gives you a soul from him and you go sell it, just think of that. A precious, wonderful, magnificent God creates you, gives you your own life, your own identity, your own existence, and you go take that and sell it to somebody else unworthy who didn't give you that in the first place. That's why that is such a hideous and unforgivable thing, y'all. I'm telling you. Y'all can believe in all that. Jesus this, Jesus that, Allah that, Allah that. Once you have done that, some things are unforgivable. You all can say God is merciful and this and this and that. If he was so merciful, why do we have Sodom and Gomorrah? If he was so merciful, why did Noah have to build an ark? You guys got to quit using religion to suit you all's imagination. Now, I'm going to get into these people who have willingly sold something that was preciously given to you. You piss it away. How can you forgive somebody that pissed away willingly something greater than life, which you've given them? So that's what we're going to get on today. Because you all think this stuff, these people know this stuff is unforgivable. You all believe or be lied to that it is. So let's get into it.
I told my my soul to the devil. I don't even own myself. I sold my soul to the devil. And I pray. You know, it's just like, I don't know if God can keep me out of this, you know, and
there's an individual there that she sold herself to the devil. She prayed and prayed and prayed. And she knows within herself she did a hideous thing. And after that, you know, these people become cursed. They start seeing demons. And it's too late for all that. You can't shoot somebody or molest somebody and then say, okay, I'm sorry. You damn sure can't tell that in this world. You're being tried with something. You can't say, oh, Judge, I just want to apologize. I was out of control and I molested the young girl. I raped this person or I robbed this bank, you know, because blah, blah, blah. You have to pay for what you've done. The wages of sin, wages meaning your what you earn. When you go work a job, you get a wage. Your wages of sin equals death. There's a lot of people who start praying at the last minute. There's gangbangers shooting people, selling drugs. As soon as they get shot or something happens to them, oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, if you just get me out of this, Lord, I'll quit banging. Some of them say that just before they leave here. When they're replayed their life in front of them or what they did, the judgment of their selves, they start to see what they have done. This is serious. It's not a game out here. Although this type of stuff is going on and people, they can find, it's not hard for these people to find a rapper, a nigga that can rap. So Satan definitely don't give a shit about how well you dribble the ball. There's a million niggas out there that can dribble the ball better, 20 times better than the ones you see. There's 1,000 million Michael Jordans out there and Michael Jackson. So what is it that he really wants? So Satan comes to steal souls or to take your soul while God is here to save souls. And it doesn't mean your essence, your spirit, your soul. People don't realize the soul is different from your soul has earthly attachments to it. As I say, mind, body, and soul. So he's here to save your soul. Your spirit and essence from God, it don't need to be saved. So God's not here to save spirits. He's here to save your soul. Your soul gets attached to earthly influences and whatnot. Anyway, back on here, because you all need to just fully learn what you all have become today. You have become, as the book says, the lowest of lowest. Yeah, God wants you. Because he said, I will come and get my son. He said, I will come and get the least of mine. Get a man. The man despised. privacy was a down. Now, with that said, he's here to gather his people. You know, black folks are the chosen people. It's not all people. It describes you in scriptures and everywhere else. And it describes you today because nobody else has come for us and has raised us from the mental state except God. So he has made the world. I'm a living example. From myself, from last to first. I've been with me. So that's not a question. Not a question. All right, let's go on. I did want to say this before I go on. Just because I'm speaking to niggas out here, because niggas love to feel prideful. Remember Dr. Khalid used to talk stuff about the white man and booty and small lips. You know, just totally make a buffoon of himself. And especially dark-skinned niggas because they've been the most oppressed. Because Dr. Khalid was dark-skinned. But particularly dark-skinned niggas would be, yeah. You know, as if it was a retaliation from the beatdown they received from white people and light-skinned niggas that beat them down because they were dark-skinned. So you can see the psychological effects from that. Although this ain't about that. That ain't going to do nothing for you except make you more ignorant than you already are. This is a chess situation, a chess match, not a checker. You have to think today. All right, let's go on.
Well, Wayne doesn't ordinarily be bitter. Sidelines over your project. A controversial encounter with the rapper is already getting major attention on Twitter. It's ABC's Lindsay Davis.
He's a rapper whose lifestyle has all the traffic of a bona fide rock star. Past 3 years, this line has been granted rare access to the exclusive hip hop icon, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne has been making music for nearly 25 years. It's like lollipop. A mogul discovering megastars like Nicki Minaj. Lil Wayne, born Wayne Carter, started by New Orleans rapper Birdman, quickly signed to his record label Cash Money. Wayne's first taste of Main Street success came with his electric verse on Juvenile's Back That Thing Up. His lyrics are crafty and calculated, long and explicit.
okay. Here's a basic, I said the Bible means basic instructions before leaving Earth. Well, here's a basic instruction. This, even in the Bible, there it says, do upon others as you want to be done upon you. I say in karma, what you put out, you receive, you know, because I don't deal with indoctrination. I deal with the universe. So the universe, which is greater than any doctrine or where all doctrine comes from and enslaves people and keeps them away from creation, the universe and the law of karma teaches what you put out, you receive. All energy you're putting out, that's simply a natural teaching of do with others as you want to be done on you, because you're putting energy out there. Now, here's a guy, he's putting energy out there about bitches and hoes, but yet don't want the energy back on him as far as his daughter, his wife, if he has one. He probably got baby mamas. But his own mama and his daughters being called that, yet he puts that energy out there. You see? So that clearly lets you know that you're dealing with a complete nigga idiot. Let's go on.
To say this father of four is controversial is an understatement.
No.
Right, thank you.
First, he says he's attached, you know, he's went to jail or whatnot, and he found out how he's more attached with people. Then he's saying here, because white folks, which white people are 80% buyers of the rap music, just like they're 80% of welfare, although you just see, you know, Negroes, face is stereotyped on it, although if they were to get rid of welfare, it would cripple more white people, or white, I'll say white niggas, because they're not really white people. They're the niggas of white people, you know, kind of like the Italians was. Seriously, they look at them like that. You know, when Moses led the white Jews out, they took those laws and those principles they learned from Moses or Musa, wherever you call him, and they taught just Jewish people or white people. That's why Jews only accept other Jews, and they stick together. And they believe in, and they don't believe in Jesus. They believe in the laws of Moses, because he's the one they let him out the cave. He taught them how to use the technology, how to cook, how to clean, how to season their food. They were complete savages. So he took them out of the cave and civilized them. And instead of them using it, this is why Hitler, when he found out about the Jews, he wanted to annihilate them. Because he found out that they're not white people like them. So this is why Jews don't eat pork. They'll have you all eat pork, because Moses or Musa taught them the laws of that, so they don't touch it. They don't mess with it. They eat kosher. They do eat meat. It's got to be kosher meat. So they were taught these things and then took them and used them against his own brother, other white folks. Well, this Negro says that because white folks are buying his record, there's no racism. Let's continue this. Listen close to this, because this is going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be pretty heated in just seconds. So make sure you get all the details.
Yeah, that there's a movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
Funny as hell. So this nigga's letting people know he's owned, and he's a good, happy nigga slave or nigga boy. He's happy. So this is that nigga mentality that I'm saying that's manufactured here in America. This is where it started. His ignorance and stupidity, it didn't just pop up. It didn't come from nowhere else. It's shown all over the world. Other countries, they start acting like this, as you heard white kids say. See, this is another thing. They're not being taught, the white kids. One white kid said he's his idol. What makes him idling? Well, he inspires his negative nature. So he's an icon, a nigga icon, teaching the world to be niggas. That's the new lowest of low. If you weren't the lowest of low, the devil wouldn't be using you to teach the world how to be like you. There's no greater way of him lowering the frequency of the entire planet than him to use his made nigga to just degrade every single thing beyond what he could do. The nigga does such a great job, he can't. I mean, there's things white folks, they could do it, but they can't do it like they niggas. You know, there's girls that could shake it, but they can't shake their booty like Beyonce. Or Sasha, should I say. The demon that takes over her ass, and she sold herself out proudly. The only difference between other people who haven't quite made it mainstream yet and the people that's been out successfully for years is that these people have accepted what they do. You know, LeBron James accepts the homosexual rituals. I don't care what they allow him to do to you know, this is a chess match, man. In chess, you may disguise a move and say, go ahead, you got to give up something to get something, a greater gain. People don't realize these people carry around a black card where every sin is being traced, where it's being spent at. Or they can only donate to the United Way and the Boys and Girls Club and all that other stuff. They can't even choose their own organization of where they want to spend their own money. So that's to let you know they're a slave. They are a slave. All right, let's go a little bit more because I'm kind of enjoying my clip, so. A little bit more.
I don't want it. The people could be damaging depending on where they go with it. But to me, a motherfucker throw up a pentagram and sell free records. You know what I mean? Or to do something that's different and so on and so forth. So that's how I feel about the situation. I don't feel like they parts are invested into it. They ain't going to no goddamn meetings and shit. All that other nonsense. Your ass going home, watching reality TV, and counting your stacks of dough, bruh. And so when you once you finish, you know, presenting that, whatever it is that you need to seem alluring about. So I just think it's a crock of bullshit. You know, to me, as far as hip hop and artists go. You know, it might be people that slip into the cracks and so on and so forth. And of course, it probably exists. I wouldn't know. But that's what I think about that. I just think motherfuckers do that shit in order to sell records and shit. Motherfuckers sell their goddamn self. You know what I'm saying? Because who the fuck's going to buy it? But they'll say it in order to. It ain't worth shit if you gonna sell it. I don't want it, bitch. If it ain't worth shit to you and it's yours, the fuck I want it. So, you know, that's just what I think.
I mean, when you look at hip hop today, you feel that a certain level of feminization of hip hop that occurs has been pushed more heavily than more masculine alpha male type hip hop. What you guys did, I feel
people like act like they hate the LGBT community. You know what I mean? So there, you know, it's always been like, damn, I hope somebody represents, you know, that side on their angle and on their end. Because back in the days, only San Francisco was notorious in the state of being the place you could go and flower power and all that other stuff in order to be free. So now I think it's them letting off a breath of fresh air and a whole lot of goddamn profiteering. And that's what I think we're in the process of. Eventually, they're going to catch on and so forth. But it has to go through this process. It has to stomp like that alpha male thing did and so on and so forth. And it'll elevate to the next level.
Right. Well, because in our early days, it was just San Francisco, which you fast forward to 2017.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and that's what I think. I think it's just a process, you know. That's what I think personally, you know, because I mean, you see people doing it, and you see the commitment towards it, you know, and you see if they're really trying to champion the cause, or are they just trying to have fun, you know what I mean, and make money off of it. But yeah, definitely, and it's other places in the East Coast, you know, that accept it, and now all over the world, it's all kind of working out where if you say anything about a gay person, like, they look at you like you ain't shit. You know what I mean? Anywhere. It could be in TV. It could be anywhere, so on and so forth, because you're just blatantly attacking someone for something that you're not into. So that's what I think about the situation, you know?
I mean, do you feel that what's happening with the gay community is the same thing that happened with the black community?
After Obama okayed the whole thing and passed the law that they was able to get married and stuff, I just think it's making their rounds and where the world is going to and so on and so forth. It's all coming to some sort of a, you know, conclusion organically, though. Nobody has their hands puppet mastering anything. Great opinions are great opinions, but nobody's in charge of it. There isn't some gay lord that's, like, doing shit and playing chess.
Notice he said Obama. That's you all's hero out there, other niggas who just love them some Obama, who is the most pro-gay president ever. He said Obama passed all these laws, not the white boy, not Bush, not Trump. Look how they put a nigga there. Now I'm talking about the unseen Satan. Because that unseen Satan is in his fullness. He can't take on a white body because they came from someone. In his fullness, he can only take on manifest in an original body that would be powerful enough to take his negativity. The only difference between a nigga and a white person is that white people's nature, they could do negative without any conscience. Like, they can have a body buried and not have no conscience. They had slavery going on. They was able to do slavery and lynch and rape and not have any, go to sleep at night and not feel anything. The nigga, he has a conscience. In other words, like when they have them on the first 48 and they shoot themselves and one of them be like, you know, snitching on themselves. They'll do the deed, but they have a conscience. So they couldn't bring this negativity out. Because this day is about bringing out Satan, not the devil. There's no such thing as Satans. There's devils. There's only one Satan. And the devils are under him, or the devils he's the Lord of. And they say, "Hail Satan." Satan is the lord of the devils. And Satan can't be in, he can't manifest in a white body because he's not grafted. He's been here in darkness forever. Now back to what I was going to say about Obama. So here's what Satan does. He passes over the civil rights, because when a nigga does it, and this is the guy that was given the Nobel Peace Prize before he even became president, getting all kinds of awards. Here's the guy, or what they do here is they validate the gay community by saying, or by allowing a nigga to pass over the civil rights movement. Remember, niggas, the civil rights movement was for niggas. So he's passing all these, basically he used the civil rights movement or the civil rights so-called laws, the rules they have in effect for people who fought, who got water hosed, dog sit on, marched, thrown in jail, beat up, hung, or whatnot. White and black folks. That time they had that little civil rights movement, those civil rights workers during that time that the KKK had killed. They was Negroes and some Jews or some white folks. So, although it was for niggas, civil rights movement was for niggas' rights. You wanted to be treated better than a dog. So you asked for civil rights, not equal rights. The feminists took it higher. They came and said equal rights. You asked for civil rights. They wanted equal rights. They want to be able to wear their pants. They want equal opportunity to work for us, to be a president, run for president. That's how Hillary Clinton was able to even run for president. Back in the 20s and 30s and whatnot, she couldn't even vote. White women couldn't even vote, let alone niggas. That's why the feminist movement is for the white woman, because she's considered a minority. You look up minority, white women are under that simply because they were oppressed too by their white man. They were beat up, denied certain rights and privileges equal to their man. So she was oppressed also as well. So look at how Satan works. He uses a nigga, which is his best imp or best outlet, out of all of the presidents, not a white boy, a nigger, to pass the torch of the civil rights movement that his so-called people fought and bled for, to give the keys and the empowerment to a bunch of damn homosexuals. Just look at that. When they was having Trayvon Martin, they was having Eric King. He didn't do a goddamn thing for them niggas. Think of all the, you don't hear about it too much now, but just think about all of the police killings that was taking place during the time of Obama, and show me one valuable piece of evidence of him blatantly speaking out or signing bills regarding niggas getting shot down like dogs. Show me one piece of footage of him appearing the so-called Black Lives Matter rallies and standing with niggas that Black Lives Matter. You know, their civil liberties they claim that they're violated. You can name him in a many, you can name him on many occasions hanging out with the faggots. So anyway, and the reason why that stuff is so vile and disgusting is because it leads to other things. But first is homosexuality. Now you want transgender. Now you want to change your gender. A woman, if she want to be a